with songs and sketches and jokes old and new. With us about the U.S. Bill Blue. So meet the gang, cause the boys are here.
My name is Geronimo Sani, and I played the Chawala number two. How did I get cast? I was very, very lucky. I had just left drama school short time before, and I had done something for the BBC called Zara Benda, where I played a Spanish waiter. And David Croft and Mr. Perry saw me, and they asked me to come in and meet the whole cast. And I did. I met the cast, the producers, and the director, which was David Croft, of course. And it was a fantastic, fantastic time for me. I met some lovely, lovely people. All my filming was done in the studio in front of a live audience. And it was sensational for me. I got to work with Dino Shafiq, Michael Bates, George Slayton, and I've got Don Estelle, of course, John Clegg. I met them all on the set before the filming. And yeah, it was just wonderful. It was wonderful. Studio work, studio work. I came in because they thought Dino Shafiq was not well. And so they asked me to come in. But then they decided, no, we'll have him as a... Because Dino came back, he was fine, there was nothing wrong with him. And so they said to me, yeah, you can stay in and meet the cast, meet the producers, meet the directors, and we would love you to play the second Chawala. And I said, I would love to. I thoroughly enjoyed the experience because, you know, the people say it ain't half hot, mum, was quite racist in this way. They say, you know, it was full of racism. It wasn't. The cast and everybody gave us the opportunity because we weren't getting a lot of work, you know, Indians or Asians. We weren't getting a lot of work. And David Croft said, yeah, I'm going to put some few people into my production. It's set in Burma, explained everything to me, said, you know, what it was, it's after the war. Dino Shafiq is going to do the song. You know, they'll always be in England, a land of hope and glory. He sang all those. Yeah, and everybody I worked with, whether it was Michael Bates or whoever, they supported me and they supported all of us who had come into the series. You know, David Yip, there were so many people who came into the show as guests. And I did more than one episode, I only got credited for one. I like Michael Bates and Don Estelle. I like Michael Bates because he did a mean Indian accent, you know, better than what I could do. And I tried to do an Indian accent, and everybody said, that sounds Welsh. I said, okay, I'll be a Welsh Indian man. And so, yeah, Michael Bates, because he was a really good actor, he was a superb actor. And Don Estelle, because he had great comedy timing. I loved his timing. Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. I made the biggest blooper in those days. It was a big blooper because what I did was, I was working with Dino Shafiq. At one stage, he banged straight into me on the set. Remember, it's a live audience. And I went, oh, fuck. And I went, oh! But the audience laughed, so we had to do a retake. But that, yeah. That was the biggest blue. In those days, nobody swore on set. Nobody. You couldn't even say shit, you know? And I used the F word. How long did it take us to record the episode? That episode, I think we rehearsed. And in those days, you rehearsed really well before you went into the studio. And so I think it was a week. I could be wrong, but I think it was a week we rehearsed for. And then we went into the studio for only 1 or 2 days to finish the whole thing off. I think the last one was some time ago when it first went on DVD and the BBC sent me a contract to say, because you were in It Ain't Half Hot, Mum, do we have the permission to use you on the DVD and sell it worldwide? And I said, yes. But I think when it was shown in Australia, in New Zealand, in South Africa, and a few other countries like Rhodesia in those days, I believe I did get warranties. I wasn't asked to, as I said, I did a couple of more episodes, but I wasn't credited for them. So David Croft did like me, and I ended up doing one of their comedies called The Wind in the Sassafras Trees, and I played the two leading characters of Lynx Eye and Partridge Eye. And that was at the Sandown Pavilion in the Isle of Wight. And it was directed by Geoffrey Reed, who was a fantastic actor. His wife was in EastEnders. And so, I ended up doing this wonderful, wonderful comedy by both of them. They wrote it together, and I played the two lead characters. Well, only thing I can say is, as it was one of my first few TV programs which I had done, if I go through the cast, Don Estelle, John Clegg, Donald Hewlett, Melvin Hayes, Stuart McGugan, they were all brilliant. But the person who I loved the most, because he supported me really well, was Dino Shafiq. Dino worked, he was one of the leading actors in it, got paid less than everybody else of the leading cast. He worked at the London Palladium as a stagehand while he was starring in It Ain't Half Odd Mum. But he never resented it. He thought it was a great opportunity for all of us to have our faces seen and to complement the talents we have. Because there was a time in the 70s when if you went for an audition, they would say, well, you know, colored people don't have the experience. So we'll bring in somebody from the USA or somewhere else. And so it was what happened with It Ain't Half Odd Mum and the other programs, Mind Your Language, all those. What they did was they opened up the opportunities for us to work. And I will always be grateful for that because, as I said, fantastic director, fantastic producers, fantastic cast. We all became a lot of friends. I kept in touch with a lot of them. But Dino Shafiq is the one I walked down the street with.
We, oh, we are YS boys to entertain you.